Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of At Last Comes Love by Mary Balog, performed by Anne Flossnig. Chapter 1. When Duncan Pennythorne, Earl of Sherringford, returned to London after a 5-year absence, he did not go immediately to Claverbrook House on Grosvenor Square, but instead took up a reluctant residence on Curzon Street with his mother, Lady Carling. Sir Graham, her second husband, was not delighted to see him, but he was fond of his wife, so he did not turn his stepson from his doors. Claverbrook House was where Duncan must go sooner rather than later, though. His funds had been cut off without warning and without explanation, at just a time when he was preparing to return home at last, home being Woodbine Park in Warwickshire, the house and estate where he had grown up, and that had provided him with a comfortable income since his father's death 15 years ago. And he had not been going there alone. The Harrises, who had been in his employ for the past 5 years in various capacities, were going with him. The position of head gardener had fallen vacant, and Harris was to fill it. Most important of all, 4-year-old Toby was going there too. He was to be known at Woodbine as the Harrises' orphaned grandson. Toby had been wildly excited when told that he would be living henceforward at the place about which Duncan had told him so many exciting stories. Duncan's memories of his boyhood there were almost exclusively happy ones. But then, suddenly...